I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Right now, a lot of people are hearing about Qatar in the news, and this the fact that it's become what I think one publication called the problem child of the Arab world. And you're probably wanting some clarity on it. I know I am. So now's a good time to bring in Dr. Michael Makovsky. He's with the Jewish Institute for National... Let me get this right, Mike. Jewish Institute for National Security of America. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Excellent. Thank you, sir, for coming on this morning. If you could break it down for us, what started this crisis in Qatar?
Well, it's kind of been building for a long time. Qatar is had been a member of the Gulf Cooperation Council, a group of six Sunni Arab monarchies that are generally aligned against Iran and supportive of us. They're a very wealthy, very small country that kind of juts out from Saudi Arabia. They have a lot of their one of the largest sellers of liquid natural gas. They have a great deal of money for a country of only like a couple million people, perhaps under a million actual citizens. The issue with them is that they've been playing a double game with the United States and their neighbors for a very long time. On the one hand, they're kind of with us against Iran. On the other hand, they support radical Islamic extremism and also radical Islamic terrorism. They support Hamas. They supported al-Nusra. Hamas is a terrorist organization that controls Gaza between Israel and Egypt. They support the Muslim Brotherhood. On the other hand, they've been with the United States. We've been using this very modern Air Force base there in our anti-terror war. So that they've been kind of playing, but we also thereby protect them from Iran. So, but lately, their neighbors are getting very upset at them. They made a very sympathetic comment about Iran online, and I think with Trump there, that has really emboldened the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates. I think they decided it was time to do something. And then there was this kind of strange incident where they paid this like $1 billion ransom, most of which went to Iran recently. And I think their neighbors just said we've had enough. And also, I should say Al Jazeera, which many Americans are familiar with,
yes,
for spreading very sympathetic remark, views about Al-Qaeda.
Right. So at the center of this, you have President Trump just leaving, as you mentioned, a couple weeks ago now. And this conversation now, the U.S. apparently is trying to help broker some sort of agreement between these quarreling Arab states. What do you think the U.S.'s role should be and what will happen? I realize there's also some pressure for the U.S. to potentially remove that base, which doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
Yeah, so I would also add, if I may, that Secretary of Defense Mattis was there in Qatar just a few weeks before Trump was in the region, and he also was very sympathetic to Qatar. I think my own view is that the United States should actually be more aligned with the Arab countries, the Sunni Arabs, the Egypt, the UAE, the Saudis, that are taking a tougher line. I think actually we should be pushing the Qataris. And retired American Air Force General Chuck Walden, I wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal last month about this, that we should be pushing the Qataris and say, look, unless you stop supporting radical Islam, both by the airwaves and on the ground, and terrorist organizations, we should relocate our military assets to the UAE and to the Saudi Arabia. It's a great base, but we could do without it if necessary. So I'd like us to take that kind of role, unless it's a broker.
So as we're talking about this, a couple things, I wrote some notes here. First of all, isn't it a tad ironic that Saudi Arabia is boycotting Qatar when they have their own problem with the Wahhabis, and they have allowed that to just grow unfettered?
That's a very good point, and you're right about that. But I think what you see now with the current king and his very active son, who's the defense minister, Mohammed bin Salman, you see a very aggressive focus now against Iran and also against the Muslim Brotherhood. And I actually think we should be, even though the Saudis have their issues, you're completely right. I think the United States interests align very correctly right now with the Saudis on this, and we should be working with them really to push the Qataris.
And are we also not being hypocritical because we have not designated the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist group in this country?
Well, that is true, although we have, and that might be something we should do, but we also have designated Hamas, which is essentially the Palestinian version of Muslim Brotherhood, a terrorist organization, and al-Nusra, which is an offshoot of al-Qaeda. So I actually think they do support organizations that, and by the way, their airwaves, the Al Jazeera, which is very influential in the Middle East, their TV and radio station support very radical views, including preachers that call for killing Jews and Americans. So there's some really bad stuff, and the United States really needs to address it. I think we should use our leverage here with the military base much more.
Now, Dr. Makovsky, do you predict at this point that Qatar will back down given the international pressure? Is this the type of situation that you think we can avert any sort of crisis?
Well, to be correct, it's come up before, and then they've done certain things, like they've done certain things to kind of mollify things. Most likely that will, you know, it might be that they might do that. But I got to say, given the strong action by the Saudis and the Egyptians and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to cut ties and also air links and land links, this is further than we've seen before. So kind of hard to see where they go. You got to think, though, if you're Qatar, you're fundamentally going to, your security is more aligned with them and with the United States. So it might force the Qataris to actually do something.
Yeah. Well, hope so. I mean, it seems like this is all of a sudden just boiled up into a tension that has brought it right, you know, into stark relief here in the United States. We're all of a sudden paying attention to Qatar, of all places, and hopefully they can come to a peaceful resolution. Thank you very much for joining us and helping bring some clarity to this today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Take care, sir.